No?
Ah, okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, that's just very low.
Hello? Okay, so what's cool about it is that they are built upon another open source tool, and they also open sourced their tooling. And that's not so common today. So.
Thank you.
Thanks. So welcome to the last talk in the web dev room today. We try to make it as easy and smooth as possible after a long day. And we want to share some experience of building the Open Speed Monitor and what we learned the hard way during all the time. And want to encourage you to also build open source software, even though you might think it wouldn't be worth it in the first place. But yeah, let's get into this first by explaining what we are not doing. So, are we product developers? Like, no, we are not doing anything for a specific product that we are selling to customers.
So, do we earn our money with open source?
Also, no.
Not clear really.
No. No money from that, but that's fine. Are we researchers? Academic, like every researcher looks like this, probably, but still not us.
Yeah, and we have some of the people from Akamai here, and there are a lot of services which take performance in the center. That's their core business. It's not our way. So we are not in this business as a main purpose.
Yes, so who are we actually? Like, there's Niels, I'm Stefan, and we are working for an IT service provider called Iteratech. And actually, we're just full-stack developers, and we are building sophisticated software systems for our customers, which are mostly internal stuff, like for enterprises. So how did we get into touch with all that stuff? Why are we now implementing and maintaining the Open Speed Monitor since 8 years? And how did we get into daily web performance work anyway? So how this happened and what we learned during that way, this will be the key part of our talk. We hope you can have some takeaway from it. So to tell you what happened, let's go back to 2011.
Yeah, so the whole project started 2011, and we came to this topic because one of our customers, we did some other development jobs, very large e-commerce platform, had a very simple setup to measure their web performance. It was basically a ping some URLs and get the times from it, then that was basically it. And yeah, it was really simple, and it was just like a smoke test whether the page is up or not. And they wanted to improve that, and in 2011 there was some attraction to web performance, but not too much. And so they asked us whether we can help them to build something that gets more insights for it.
If you would have these questions today, you would have a lot of tools, like Lighthouse, all that stuff you can do in the browsers. We have web page tests in Forever. We have SiteSpeed.io. We have just a broad range of tools. But in 2011, just to take you back first and to give you an idea what our situation was like, a few facts. Like, the market share in browsers was still mostly desktop. Mobile was not completely, but mostly irrelevant. And I mean, it was iPhone 3 time. Nokia was still in the smartphone business, seriously, like they tried, and so on. And if you look at it now, the world changed, definitely. If you look at the browsers directly and look how they looked like back then, it was a completely different world. The world was dominated by Internet Explorer. Fortunately, we are out of this time. But to be honest, it doesn't look that much more healthy on the 2019 side. So now Chrome is dominating, but still dominating, and I won't complain about Chrome. Yeah, and last but not least, let's look at the web performance tooling we had available. So PageSpeed Insight emerged in 2011, 2012. The navigation timing API was not yet available. There was no Lighthouse, no resource timing, no SiteSpeed.io, no things. There was web page test. Like, there was web page test forever, I think. I don't know. I don't know a word without web page test. Yeah, it came with the internet, right? So this was our setup.
Yeah, that was basically the point where we are standing. And we had to think about a system that can provide detailed results and measurements, because our customer was really challenging. They wanted to have something that measures all the time, that measures a lot of different situations, different browsers, different internet connectivities, and they wanted to be able to deep dive into every result. So what they had before was just something the operations team could use, but they wanted a tool set that every developer could use to inspect the pages and to have get a feeling what's going on and what could be better and could be improved. So Stefan already said it. Web page test was already there, and so no wonder we ended up with a setup like this. It was a private instance of WebPageTest, measuring on different browsers with different connectivities, all the different sorts of, like the real users visiting the page, and we used WPT Monitor, another PHP application in this time, which could be used to automate these measurements. So we got it running and it worked. But our customer came up with some more extended requirements, and one of them was derived from their analytics data. So they had a very detailed idea of their users, and they had defined or derived different user types from the analytics data. So something like the Explorer guy or the direct buyer or something like that. So these types of users are walking through the application in different ways, and these are different user stories, customer journeys, so to say, and they wanted these customer journeys or these user types to be reflected in the measurements. So they wanted the measurements to walk through the shop in the same way like the real users did. And that totally makes sense because of browser cache fills up in a realistic way and things like that. And another thing they wanted was somehow to get an overview of the overall performance of the whole application. So they wanted to be able to combine all the different measurements to one single number, something like that. So a key performance indicator for performance. So we realized that this initial setup with WebPageTest wasn't enough. So we had to extend this, and we had to build some things around it to get this done. And this was the development that started, that finally led to the OpenSpeed Monitor. And our initial approach was something like this. So we had still a WPT Monitor with WebPageTest, and we derived additional information from the data. So we had something in between, in the beginning just a proxy for WebPageTest, which collects the data and applies some logic to derive this KPI, and we call it Customer Satisfaction Index. I don't want to go too much into detail, but they ask some real users in a lab how they feel the page behaves, and we derived together with our customer informations about how page load timings for different pages translate to the satisfaction of the users of the pages. So all this together gets the possibility to combine this to one single index. So
this is where we were in 2012, and we evolved this for the customer to 2013 and 14. And as we built software, as we do in our business, it was closed source. There was no intent to have it available for others. And in 2014, there was the idea to just open source it without having a bigger picture in mind, like not caring. It was just a good idea. Everything was open source. Why not put it open source? We developed it for 2 years then, and it built a nice component, and we could think it would be useful for others. So long story short, we talked to the customer and they agreed that we could open source it and maintain it. So we had the naive approach of just going there and putting it open source. So we had one commit by Niels, all the code base pushed to GitHub, and we quickly realized, mistakes have been made. They are online now, and the first learning came quickly, that open sourcing a project is slightly more than just pushing it to GitHub. So this was the OpenStreetMeter when you would open it with the code base we had on GitHub that day. Like, you started it, and it was a complete power user tool. I mean, we had it for our customers, set up private infrastructure, everything. And so if you would just open it from GitHub, or download it, compile it, get all the information how to actually, start it, then you would see this, which is totally unusable for anybody who has no idea of what it's about, because it's about direct filter options on results and so on. There was no getting started documentation, no setup dialog, and it was just hard to start. Also, our main feature, the customer satisfaction index, was completely hard to configure. It was about downloading CSVs and uploading them, and we had APIs for them because it was never intended to be a tool to be open sourced and just used. So it was completely inaccessible to other people, and we learned that the hard way because nobody cared. but that was not hard enough. Like, we forked WebPage Test by then because WebPage Test was not able to do everything we wanted it to do. And then we weren't, of course, when we put our tool open source, we need other people to have this fork available, but not as our fork, of course, because we were diverged from WebPage Test. So we simply tried to, have a pull request. If you take a closer look, it's a dream of every maintainer, like 50,000 addition, 8,000 deletions, 80 commits with references to internal tickets. And no wonder it was not accepted. It was not even commented on, like, we can do it, but I need some time to check it. So they never made it into WebPage Test, and that was a hard lesson to learn for us, but
Yeah, so that was not very nice because we were a part of the new features in WebPage Test and nobody could use our feature, so no good situation. But nevertheless, the next year we extended our services. We had further customers, which we analyzed applications for, and we had a lot of work. And our setup worked, so we kept with it, with the situation like it was, and worked with it.
And we used the OpenStreetMeter for many customers in that day and evolved it, but we didn't focus on open source.
Yeah, that's it. And there were some other challenges. So we all at Iterotech are software developers, and we do development projects for different companies. And so we had a lot of changes in the team. So it was just a small team developing this tool, and most of the people were there for some weeks or months maybe, and then switching. And it's hard to keep track of all the changes that happen in this area. So web development is very, very much, there are a lot of changes in metrics, in the browser metrics, or in everything. So it wasn't so easy to keep track of this all the time. So we didn't found the time, or we didn't realize the changes needed. But finally, at some point, we decided, okay, that we can't go this way anymore. We have to do this invest to get this merged back into WebPage Test, and that was really, really a good decision. So it was a lot of work, mainly done by Stefan. And it was a complete re-implementation we had to do because the fork was, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years or something away from WebPage Test. But finally we got it, and we could, it made the way to a WebPage Test and was very useful for us. And I think also very useful for others. And
And we also made lots of effort to make the OpenStreetMap self-usable, like a little screenshot on the bottom right. We had a landing page which explained what it actually does. We had wizards for setting up measurements, for setting up the infrastructure. So at this point, around that time, you could actually just start it, and you're getting introduced on how to connect to web page tests, how to set up steps, scripts, how to set up measurements. You could use the official web page test instance to actually use the Open Speed Monitor. So we were in a much better position.
So this is the next lesson we learned. Working together is really key. So it's very important not just doing your own thing and consume some open source project and do things with it, but also also have it in mind that the changes you make, you should integrate again and work together with the people developing different tools. And yeah, the effort we made to re-implement and integrate this multi-step feature also, the advantage we had was that every web page test development since then reflects or takes multi-step measurement into account. So that was a huge benefit we get from it.
Yeah, like Patrick Meenan, the maintainer and developer and everything of web page test, he cared about it. And we got actually support from him. Like when we introduced it and gave him the work and everybody, then we got it back from the community and from him. And that was hugely beneficial for us. And actually some people started to care and use the OpenStreetMonitor. So first issues on GitHub appeared from random people we don't know about, but it was a good sign. I mean, they were complaining, but we were happy that people complained. Because it means people care, and that's nice. But let's get to two